It is trying to get into history. As you know, without knowing the history, you cannot know your destination. So that book is giving us the history. Where did we get wrong? Because as Africans, we are people perceived to be predominantly corrupt people. Where did we get that character, which gave us that predisposition, where we are looked at to be corrupt? But according to my research, the colonial government contributed greatly.
Did your research find out or unearth the source of corruption in Zambia or how it began?
If you look at the way I've written the book, the same pattern of corruption, it is the same that you can find in other countries, not only Zambia. It is almost like the same picture. Though the book is talking about Zambia, but the picture itself is depicting South Saharan Africa. It could be the same problem in Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Zambia included.
But why are people blaming colonialists for the problem of corruption today when the act is being committed by the indigenous people themselves, in this case, Zambians?
Yeah, there is what you call mindset. If you look at the way the colonial people kept the Africans, Africans were kept in a position where they developed that hatred for government, because government institutions were used to oppress the Africans. So from that mentality, an African has a mindset which looks at government to be an enemy institution. Unfortunately, our education system as Africans has not managed to remove that mindset in us. An African, even today, still looks at the government to be an institution which is not close to him. Africans do not want their government. They still look at government to be an institution which is not there. That's why stealing in Africa, stealing from government is stealing from no one. That's why presidents steal from their own people. People are still stealing from their own government. There is that separation. We don't embrace our government to be our own. An African fought in the colonial government, and still that mentality has been passed on from our forefathers to the children up to us now. We are still keeping that mentality. There is no proper relationship between government itself and us. That's why there is rampant stealing from our government. There is no relationship. We feel government is not ours. That's why an African is more close to his political party than the government which is in power. That is the situation.
Corruption experts have expressed concern that successive governments since independence have not been successful in the fight to root out corruption in Zambia. What did you find as the main cause of the challenge in the fight against corruption in Zambia?
Yeah, our main challenge in fighting corruption in Zambia are the systems that we use. We have an anti-corruption commission. We have people tasked to fight corruption, but the system which they use, they are systems that are failing to address the problem of corruption. So what is there? We have to completely make a shift from the old systems of fighting corruption to the new systems of fighting corruption, because the system that we've been using, for example, here in Zambia, I cannot say there was corruption during the time of the founding father, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda. Up to 1991, Zambia started recording high-tech corruption starting 1991. So we went wrong in 1991 when we transformed from the founding father, that is Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, to Frederick Chiluba. That is where we went wrong. Because when I was doing research, I never came across any minister during the Kaunda time who served in Dr. Kaunda's time who was taken to court or probed over corruption.
What are the key recommendations that your book comes up with in order to be successful in the fight against corruption in Zambia and perhaps Africa?
Yeah, that's a good question. My recommendation is one, the fight against corruption should not be taken upwards. It should come downward at society level. We have to use these three key institutions, the household, the school, and the church, within our local systems, because it is the society which supplies corrupt politicians, which supplies corrupt civil servants. So if we cannot fight corruption at society level, and we expect to fight corruption at institutional level, that is where we've gone wrong. So we have to look at means and ways of looking inwards. Let us take introspection as the people in our society. Because if our society is clean, it cannot supply a minister, it cannot supply a president who is corrupt. So our institutions per se are not corrupt. It is the people that we are supplying in these institutions who are taking corruption in those institutions. So let us think, my recommendation is to look inward and fight corruption in that manner.